I'm on a personal mission to creating 100 millionaires.
No. Since 2009, Shakir Hussein, nicknamed as the Backpack Millionaire, has been hailed as one of the most sought-after internet marketing leaders, trainers, and coaches to thousands of people.
He's quickly become one of the biggest leaders.
Does he really resonate with him?
He's a good guy. He knows what he's doing.
He's a phenomenal teacher.
He's always a cutting edge.
And most importantly, he makes the
talk. I've got to know him. We've become friends.
You always have to work on manufacturing your own optimism.
Everything that we need is already within us.
It's very simple. Life is way too short. And you got to make sure that every single day you're capitalizing and you're growing.
Okay. So in today's session, this is what we're going to be discussing, okay? Frameworks to think through issues. The reason why you have the results that you have right now in your life is basically because of the frameworks that you look through things. So for example, you launch a campaign. It doesn't work. You call yourself a loser, a fatso, you're an idiot, you're stupid, you're not smart. I launch a campaign. It doesn't work. This is just a test. Next, I'm always thinking, what's next? I'm not stuck on one thing, right? I'm always looking and I'm thinking to myself, if this doesn't work, okay, I need to launch 10 ideas. I'm not coming with one idea and saying, is this going to work? I'm going to launch 10 ideas, and out of 10, I know the law of averages, 8 of them are not going to work. Only 2 of them are going to work. Do you see that? So it's like the person that says, today I'm going to call one lead. And that lead, if they buy, then it's good. If they don't buy, then your life sucks. What if you said, I'm going to call 10 leads and I know 8 of them are going to suck? I learned this long time ago from a guy called Brian Tracy. He talked about the law of averages. And I, at that time, I was young, I was stupid, so don't judge me. But I used to drive cars and I used to never wear a seatbelt. And I'm listening to him, and he goes, if you want to make $1 million, instead of thinking your first business is going to make $1 million, try starting 10. And on your path to 10, you're probably going to fail 7 or 8 times. And on your 9th or 10th time, you're going to make $1 million. But most people, they give up after 3 or 4. Heck, most people don't even start 1. And he said, it's the same thing. If you're driving fast in a car, he was talking to me, and he's like, it's only a matter of time before you have an accident. And guess what happens? I didn't listen to that part. I was driving fast one day, late at night, maybe 2 a.m., I have my first ever car crash. And then I realized, wow, it's because I've been driving like a maniac, so the law of averages is not on my side. Do you understand? It's just a matter of time. It's like the guy that steals. First time, you can get away with it. Second time, you've got confidence. I can steal. Okay, do it 10 times. You're going to prison. If you're going to steal something big enough, you're going to be in prison for the rest of your life. Do you get that? So these are frameworks to think through things. Law of averages. Zero-based thinking. If I had to start this again, what would I do differently? If I had to get married again, what would I do differently? If I was to find a girlfriend, find a wife, what would I do differently? Zero-based thinking. Knowing what you know now, what would you do differently? So these are questions people don't ask themselves. Knowing what you know now, what kind of business would you start? I know the business that I'm in right now for the last 13 years is actually the wrong business. Knowing what I know now, the business I would start with my personality, with who I am right now, easy, hands down, is a software business, okay, which is what I'm transitioning into. Knowing what you know now, what changes would you make? And the signs of intelligence is when you learn something, how fast do you go and act on it? That's another framework. Okay, they did this study and they show some university, I forget which one, but they basically found the people that make 250 grand a year, these are the people that are in the top 1% of the world, okay, when it comes to income earning. What did they find to be the constant golden trait amongst all of these people? It wasn't if they're good looking, if they're charming. It wasn't if they were fit and muscular. It's not that they know Facebook ads. The only one thing that they found was a concept called speed of implementation. How fast do you learn something and then how fast do you execute? How fast do you learn something and then how fast do you execute? If you know you need to go and reach 10 leads a day to hit your goals of making 10 grand a month, but then you're not doing it, then you're not acting on the speed of implementation framework. Does that make sense? So these are specific frameworks that you have to go and learn. How do you go and learn them? Find them on YouTube. Listen to podcasts. Find successful people that have had success in their life. And when you talk to them, instead of looking for the tactic, ask them, hey, what's your thinking process behind this? Do you get that? So for me, I'm always reinventing myself. Why? Because if you don't move fast, then you get left behind. Okay, I know this. Why? Because I've made a lot of mistakes. One of my closest friends, which I speak to almost every single day, he used to tell me to buy Bitcoin at $100, which is like 70 pounds. Today, Bitcoin is about 45 grand. Think about that. If I listened to him, my life would have been completely different. Yes or no? Absolutely. But why didn't I listen to him? Oh, because I thought I was smarter than him. Because he was my student and I thought, why should I listen to this dude? And I would judge him. That's another framework. Don't judge people. Because we're always judging everyone, right? We're judging, oh, I already know this. So, like, even that, I already know this. You must never tell your brain, I already know this, because your brain shuts things off. So you must always tell yourself, when you're going into a conversation, when you're trying to grow, when you're trying to reinvent yourself, tell yourself, I am trying to learn so I can grow. When you say that to yourself consciously, your brain is now opened up to receive information. Most people, they have a closed mind. Like Andrew Tate says, people, the reason why they don't have the goals, it's either because they're arrogant, they're lazy, or they're stupid. And the truth is, most people actually aren't lazy, they're not stupid. What they are is ignorantly actually arrogant. They think they know better. So when they hear advice, they don't like to take it in. Maybe it's someone younger than them. Maybe it's someone older than them. Maybe it's someone from a different religion, culture, race. And so they don't give it the same respect. Do you get that? So now that you know this, okay, let's just say I'm talking to you here. Now that you understand, okay, one of the reasons why people don't grow is because of laziness, stupidity, and arrogance. Okay, let's just say you, whoever you are, you're listening to this. Let's just say you don't have the laziness and the stupidness inside of you. Okay, if you have that, then I can't help you. No one can. Okay, good luck. But let's just say you have a little bit of arrogance. Now you have to ask yourself, what can you do to remove and eliminate the arrogance from inside of you? What activities do you need to do? First thing first, and this is what I find with the majority of people that are stuck, okay? This is just, it's not you, this is just everyone, okay? When, so, like, I have students, right? You know, let's just say, mashallah, I've had over 10,000 students, okay? From all over the world. Why are there not 10,000 millionaires? Why is it that only a few people make it to $1 million or $10 million? Why? It's because I give them the same information, but one of them will go and run and they'll go and make $1 million. And the other 100, 500 of them will just stay stuck. They'll struggle to make 10 grand a month. But I've given the same information to every single person. I don't favor any of my students. They could be my family members. They could be, it doesn't matter. Why is it that one person struggles to make 5 or 10 grand a month, and then the other person, they're running to making 50 grand a month? Like, I got a guy I just met last week for dinner, Jamal Ahmed from London, UK. Jamal, guess what he did? He did about £1 million from COVID until now. So the last 3 or 4 years. When he met me, he was in such a bad state. This guy went through some of the worst things a human being can go through. Okay, whatever you think you've gone through, you can't even imagine what he's gone through. Okay, he's had to go through the worst of the worst, dealing with death of, you know, his closest, you know, family members. And so he gets started literally during pandemic, and then he goes on to make £1 million, which is nearly $1.3 million, whatever. Why is it that he's able to do that? When I look at him, he's not lazy. I wouldn't call him stupid. I wouldn't even call him arrogant. What is he? He's a massive action taker. When he meets me, he doesn't even talk. He doesn't even try to call me by my name. He calls me Ustad, which basically means teacher. And I'm like, oh, you just call me by my name. What do I see in him? He's very humble. He's very hungry. He doesn't make excuses. Even if he feels shit about something, he'll do it. This is the biggest difference that I found. The people that make lots of money, the people that have any level of success, they have an ability to redefine and reinvent themselves. And if you want to have different results, that's the first and most for, like the absolute first thing you have to do, is you have to commit to reinventing yourself. What does that mean? It means you have to kill the old you. The person that your girlfriend, your boyfriend, your husband, your wife knows you. You have to kill that person, literally. Not physically, but you know what I mean. Figuratively, you have to kill every single aspect of that person. I know today, compare me from 12 months ago. 12 months ago, I was barely, probably didn't have a beard, probably didn't go to the gym, liked eating ice cream, smoked shisha almost every single night, wasted endless time meeting random people. Now I don't do none of that stuff. I don't go out for random meetings. I don't do one-on-one meetings. It's always in a group. I don't eat bad food. I try to eat clean every single day. I go to the gym 5 to 6 times a week. When I slack, I go and get a personal trainer. And these things cost time and money. But I have to value those things because I know the next effect is I have more energy. If I have more energy, then I can be more present with my family. I can make YouTube videos. I can think better instead of being carved up, bloated, inflamed, being stuck, eating fries, and then waking up every single day with a foggy mindset. So these are just a few frameworks that I've used in my life to reinvent myself. And now that we're in 2024, this is what you have to do. You have to commit yourself to a new you. So here's an exercise that you want to do. Write down the top 10 characteristics that you have right now. Okay, when you're with people, you're probably not present. 2, you have bad, poor sleeping habits. 3, you have bad food habits. 4, you probably have negative self-talk. You don't call yourself a winner, a leader, the man. You don't look at yourself in the mirror and say, I'm the man, I love myself. You probably look at yourself and think, I'm a loser, I'm overweight, I'm not good enough, blah, 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 all sorts of nonsense. Okay, next, you probably look at your life and say, I'm not happy. Instead, say, I am grateful I have these 3 things. You know, a long time ago, I met a gentleman, a guy called Wolf of Wall Street. That's who you probably know him as, Jordan Belfort. Okay, and I got to spend a few days with him. And I remember being so dead broke. And someone had given me his course. And I would watch this course over and over again. This is before he became famous, before the movie came out, all of this stuff. And in that, I remember him saying every single day he would wake up and write down 3 things that he's grateful for, or 10 things that he's grateful for, whatever it was. And I remember, without fail, I would do those things. Why? Because if you wake up in the morning and you are grateful for all the things, you automatically feel like a winner. And now your whole day is set up. If you go, like when I go wake up in the morning and after I pray, I hit the gym, I push myself. The whole day, I feel like a winner. Okay, next thing, ask yourself, what are the things that you do in your life? You feel boxed in, you feel caged up in an environment. How do you break free? What's the opposite? So you write the things out and then you write, what's the opposite? So for me, I live in a tall building. Let's just say it's got nearly 20 floors, okay? I know the easy thing is, take the elevator. I know the hard thing is, take the stairs. I will condition myself to take the stairs at least 1 to 2 times a day. Do I like it? No. Does it matter? No. It doesn't matter how I feel. I should still do it. Do I have excuses? Almost every single day, I still do it. Okay? When I go home, my wife, Now, my wife is, you know, she works out and she likes eating healthy. She likes to also eat desserts, literally. She can eat a dessert every single day. I know that if she's home, maybe she's got dessert. I know if I open the fridge, I'm going to see the dessert. I'm going to eat the dessert. So guess what I do? I do not open the damn fridge. That's it. I'm hungry. You're not hungry. You're thirsty. Okay, so I need to have water. So that's why in my car, I have a bottle. In my bag, I have a bottle. On my desk, I have two bottles. I'm always around water. Why? Every time I'm hungry, I want that sugary treat. I tell myself, no, you are just thirsty. Drink water. Next time you feel hungry, go and drink 1 liter of water and then tell me you're hungry. You're not hungry. You're just thirsty. You don't need to put processed crap in your body anymore. You've probably done it for the last 5, 10, 20 years. And that's why you have the results that you have today. Okay, these are a handful of things. So, you know, I don't know you, you're listening to this. Write down the top 10 things. Okay, the top 10 things right now that's in your life. When you do XYZ, you don't feel this way. Okay, when you go to the gym, you don't push yourself. When you're with your wife, when you're with your kids, when you're with your girlfriend, this is how you feel. Okay, now ask yourself, what's the exact opposite? And then this is the key question. Who do you need to become to achieve your goals? Okay, most people get stuck on tactics. You don't have to worry about tactics. You have to have an identity shift. It's like a non-smoker. I don't smoke cigarettes, so it doesn't matter how what kind of cigarettes you offer me, I don't call myself a smoker, so I will never smoke cigarettes. It's the same thing. If someone offered me, say, drugs, cocaine, I don't take drugs, so I will never take drugs. I don't drink alcohol. So it doesn't matter if your alcohol costs $100 or $10,000, I will never touch that alcohol. Same way, I don't eat pork, so I'm never going to touch that. This is part of my identity. So your identity is what will shape your 2024. Hopefully this was valuable. Listen to it over and over again. Peace. All right, so we just wrapped up. Hopefully you've enjoyed this podcast. You know what to do. Go ahead and leave me a review. That's how iTunes gives us all these ratings and stuff. And that's how other people can listen to this. Forward this podcast to a friend or a family member. Forward it to your email subscribers. Share it on your newsletter. Whatever the case is, make sure you go and take action. Information alone is not enough. It's the application that we have to do on a day-to-day basis. Now, if you're not on my newsletter, go to shakir.com. That's shakir.com. That's shakir.com. I've got a free case study there that shows you a video walkthrough of the 10 income hacks that I've put together so that you can go out and build your own $1 million business. Make sure you go and register to get daily updates on my newsletter. I'm excited for you, and I'll see you on the next podcast, committed to you becoming wealthified.